Blog Talk Radio.
Shouldn't the intro be playing?
Yeah, it didn't play on my show either.
This is what happens when you have to do everything by yourself, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, boy.
Take it away, Jimbo.
The North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by...
Ball game over! World Series over! The Yankees win! The Yankees win! But it's over! It is over! The New York Yankees have reached the pinnacle of the baseball world. Once again, the 2009 New York Yankees are world champions!
Beautiful. Thank you.
It's the New York Yankees.
John Sterling for the win. What? No, I'm sorry. I think John Sterling is an ass, but God, what a day to be a baseball fan in New York City.
I've listened to some of Sterling's stuff. Only one sound comes to my mind.
There we go.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection, where, yes, even baseball and the World Series overtake what the hell's going on in CZW. By the way, who even cares about CZW? I doubt even the CZW fans even care about CZW.
Oh.
Ouch.
Let's get started by introducing our panel tonight. Now, I was watching SportsCenter a couple nights ago. On the radio, this guy sounds a hell of a lot like Peter Gammons. So let me introduce you to the love child of Peter Gammons and Jackie McMullen, Jason Block.
Ha! To make it on a more serious tip, next Wednesday is Veterans Day. Thank a veteran for their service and for the freedom to allow us to do what we do every week. Amen.
Then from Toledo, Ohio, we have the illegitimate stepbrother to Tony Reale, Josh Henniger.
Why, thank you. Also, are you from SmackDown vs. Raw 2007?
No. Why do you ask?
Because I heard from Toledo, Ohio, unless I was absolutely hallucinating there.
Wait, ask me what I'm going to do now. Go on, ask me.
What up?
I'm going to go bananas. You hear? I'm going to go bananas.
Okay.
Woohoo! Sorry about that. Also from New York City, we have the love child of Meredith Vieira and Jason Giambi, VRM.
Well, in that regards to Jason's sentiment, I do that basically every day when I go see my Navy ROTC friends. And I would have been our Navy officer if I hadn't dropped out of the program 2 years ago.
And my brother was in JROTC in high school. For the Air Force, actually, not the Navy. Still the same either way. And then from Columbus, Ohio, we have Paul Heyman's niece, and I don't know the father and the mother, so I'm not going to contemplate. Here's Nikki Heyman.
For the record, I've been under the weather for close to 2 weeks now, and just like Chad Gaspard, no, it wasn't swine flu.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's been a nasty head cold going around.
Yeah, I got the vaccine, so I'm safe. What? You for have now. You have the H1N1 in you? The vaccine? Yeah, I got the shot, not the nasal.
Good for you. All right, so after all that frivolity and joyousness and swine flu, let's talk about what's been going on in the world of professional wrestling. The big news story this week is what WWE and TNA are doing to pay-per-views. Most of it, what WWE is doing, they did one good thing, and the cable companies are doing the rest, which are bad. This from PW Insider. They got the following memo from Reed Toss. They works in the cable industry, and according to the memo, WWE will do one less pay-per-view show next year, but raise the base price for each regular non-WrestleMania show to $44.95. That is a $5 increase from last year.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Wow. What is it, $44.95?
It is $44.95 now.
What? That's, wow. Okay.
VRM, you're the big UFC expert. Isn't UFC pay-per-views now less than WWE? Aren't they like $39.95 or are they like 50?
Let me do the double checking on that because I know we have a UFC pay-per-view coming up. I think
Saturday actually we have a UFC pay-per-view, but it's a free pay-per-view on Spike, UFC 105.
Yeah, it's a Manchester pay-per-view.
Yep. However, I do believe UFC pay-per-views are, you know, they're around that price range, but $40. I think they're about $40, and if they are, WWE's done something stupid. They give one of their most dangerous competitions, even though they might not call them competition, a price edge in $40.
Well,
$5.
I'm looking at DirecTV, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Just going there. Let's see. What the heck?
Sorry, right. That was me.
Okay, UFC is $44.90, is the same price, $44.95.
Wow. Bad move, WWE. Bad move.
Mm-hmm.
UFC 106, Ortiz Griffin 2, will, I don't know. Oh, wow, Ortiz, that's coming up. Wow, okay.
Next month, Ortiz is back in UFC?
Yeah, he signed a few months ago.
Oh, wow.
He signed back with, so if it's $44.95, and also Pacquiao Cotto, for example, which is the boxing next week, okay, the standard definition is $54.95. The high def is $10 more. It's $64.95.
Ah.
Okay.
Yeah, indeed, especially for boxing.
Well, no, this is going to, people will buy this one. People will buy this particular one.
Okay.
But here's the deal on this. We all saw what the pay-per-view buys were for the last three in the third quarter. And they weren't good.
Yeah.
Okay. WWE dropped 10% overall. SummerSlam
yes.
did what? 350,000 approximately?
The actual number is 369,000.
369,000.
Down from, listen to this number, 477,000 back in 2008.
Oh, my Lord.
That's over a 25% drop.
22.6.
And what were the other number drops?
Breaking Point, which replaced Unforgiven, was 169.
Yep.
The Unforgiven in 2008 was around 225.
211.
Yeah.
Which is another 20%.
Which is almost a 20% drop, just about.
It is a 20% drop.
Okay, and Night of Champions?
Did 267 and did about the same.
Yeah,
about
just
last year it was about a 2% drop, so that's about 5,000 buys.
Yeah, okay.
6,000.
So here's the deal. This is what's happening. Pay-per-view buys are dropping. And we can they are dropping for many reasons. One, and most importantly, the prices are too high. Especially for the pay-per-view material you're getting. Did a little figuring with Nikki, I believe it was a couple nights ago.
Okay.
Now, we did this together. Let's say, and we were talking about the Vince McMahon. Let's say you are an absolute nut for wrestling and UFC, right? Okay.
There you go.
And let's go with the new pricing. That is, or do you want to go with the old pricing of $40?
Go with the new pricing.
All right. This is $45 a pay-per-view for 11, for what now? For 12.
13
plus,
pay-per-views.
No,
12 pay-per-views because WrestleMania is the same.
Which was what, $54.95?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, $54.95.
Okay, so that's 45 times 12, which is
$540. Yeah.
$540 plus $60 is $600 right there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
TNA is 35 times 12, which is $420, which is $1,020. Add 45 times 12, which is another $540, which is $540. 420 is 960 and 1600. That's $1,560 a year.
Yeah, but you're going to probably have to take off like $100 from the UFC stuff because normally they do like one or two a year in UK and we get it free on Spike.
Okay, but let's just round it out to 1500 to make it even. Okay? That's a lot of money for, especially with an unemployment rate ranging from anywhere to 10 to 17%, depending on the statistics you have. Combine that with repetitive booking, which they are changing, by the way. Don't get me wrong. You at WWE is. And you combine that with that, and also people are saying, hey, we won't get the pay-per-view, but if we find out it's good, we'll buy it on DVD because DVDs are less. Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So combine those three factors, and that's why the WWE is in the situation they're in. So the question is, why do you think the WWE raised their prices instead of lowering them? And B, what do you think the WWE should do to stem this pay-per-view negative tide? And this is just go ahead, Nikki, you first.
Okay. If they want to get the pay-per-view crowd back, the first thing they need to do is they need to leave the prices alone. They're having enough trouble getting people to come in at $40. They need to either stem it at $40 or drop it to $30. If they're not willing to do that, then they need to start making more offers. If you'll remember over the summer, they did a thing where you could get, I think it was a watch, you bought two pay-per-views back-to-back.
Yes, it was the SummerSlam watch, the championship belt watch, yeah.
Right. That would probably, you know, little things like that might help them. They need to expand their blast areas because, to be honest, if I walked out the door right now to go try to find a bar that's carrying a pay-per-view, I'd be SOL. That might not get them any money in the long run, but more people would actually see the pay-per-view. And also for that, since the DVDs are having less than a two-month turnaround, Hell in a Cell is out, I think.
Yeah, I was at Fred Meyer today, and I saw not only the Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, but the Breaking Point pay-per-view as well.
So the turnaround's only 2 months. They need
less than that, actually.
Well, so you're only paying $25 for a DVD, and you can watch it as many times as you want. You're going to have to do something to make the live broadcast exclusive enough that people would pay the extra money, because there's no urgency. We're going to find out everything that's going to happen at the pay-per-view the very next night on Raw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd also like to bring up what's going to be happening with the pay-per-view schedule. We didn't talk about what's going to be happening with the pay-per-view schedule. We said they were going to be dropping one, and thankfully, Breaking Point is the one that's being dropped.
Yep.
Good riddance.
Was that the submission one?
Yeah.
That was the submission one.
Okay, so where are, very quickly, where are each pay-per-view going to be so far as the locations are?
Okay, Let's start off with January, actually. We're going to start off the Royal Rumble. This is when the pay-per-view dollar amount is going to jump. Sunday, January 31st, 2010, which is the weekend in between the AFC and NFC Championship games and the Super Bowl.
Right.
The Atlanta GA at Phillips Arena, which holds about 20,000.
God.
That's where the Hawks play.
No,
then we have the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view at St. Louis, Missouri at the Scott Trade Center, which holds about 15,000. Then we have WrestleMania 26 at University of Phoenix, that big stadium.
Which, by the way, tickets are on sale now on the pre-sale, and they officially go on sale tomorrow, I believe, correct?
Correct.
Tomorrow at noon Eastern.
And there are pre-sale codes all over the Internet if you want to find them. I know people who already have booked their vacations already. I know some people who are going.
Yeah.
Then Backlash is where?
Backlash, First Mariner Arena, Baltimore, Maryland. That's an old WCW stomping ground.
Uh-huh. Then Judgment Day?
Nope.
Extreme Rules, right?
Yeah, it's Extreme Rules in Oakland. The arena has been booked yet.
Okay, Bash, right, then, after that, right?
Bash, June 20th. Location and arena is still to be determined.
Then we have Night of Champions, because they just cut out.
Nope.
Night
of Champions is later. We have a to-be-determined pay-per-view name in Kansas City, Missouri, at the Sprint Center. This is fun speculation, because they have been working on a new pay-per-view name to replace Judgment Day.
Mm-hmm.
May pay-per-view. If you all remember, Kansas City, Missouri is a really old NWA WCW stomping ground.
Rumor is War Games?
Rumor is War Games.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see what happens in 2010 if they bring it back. Then you have Night of Champions, right?
Nope. You have SummerSlam at the Staples Center.
Oh, it's going to be in L.A. Okay.
Yeah. Then you have Night of Champions in Chicago on September 19th. Maybe I could work at Allstate Arena. Maybe if they have cheap tickets, I could work something there where I might go.
I thought they moved that one from July to September. Okay.
Yeah. And that's where Breaking Point was given the heave-ho.
Okay. And then October is...
a double pay-per-view month, which is dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Because once again, you have the two-week build.
To what?
Hell in the Cell.
Oh, God. They're going to do it again.
They're going to do it again.
Oh, God. All right. And then after that is...
I think this sound properly displays what we're all thinking right now.
Okay.
Because it is not the final answer, and WWE is going to lose a lot of money.
So it's
Hell in a Cell, Dallas, Texas, at the American Airlines Center. Then we have Bragging Rights again, October 24th.
Which, by the way, wasn't a bad concept. And you said
it
that,
is.
Meg, Nikki, that you said, I'm sorry, Robert, you said, Nikki, it wasn't bad as an execution scope.
Well, again, but I was going in with fairly low expectations because my ticket said Cyber Sunday, and that's what I wanted to see.
Okay.
However, like I said, they recovered nicely, and I had a good time. It's pissing me off listening to all the locations that's the only pay-per-view that's even within spitting distance of me next year. Chicago's 5.5 hours. Baltimore's 8. Indianapolis
mm-hmm.
is the closest they've gotten that they're getting next year.
I said Minneapolis, not Indianapolis.
That's
even worse.
And then
Survivor Series, Miami, Florida, American Airlines Arena. That's where the Heat play.
And then what's the last one? Vengeance.
Oh
no, TLC.
One of the worst names of a pay per view.
What?
WWE TLC Tables, Ladders, and Chairs.
Okay.
In Houston, Texas, at the Toyota Center.
So basically what they're doing is they basically said to the middle of the country, fuck you.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And to the Northwest, fuck you, too.
Mm-hmm.
because Oakland and LA, if I remember correctly, are both SoCal.
No, Oakland's Northern California.
Oh.
Oakland's NorCal?
Or
so fuck you.
Oakland is near San Francisco.
I think I might be doing something else that weekend.
But no, but it's just like what they're doing, what they're trying to do is make major market money. Because if my if I'm guessing right, and correct me if I'm wrong, bigger cities mean bigger arena fees to the WWE, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And bigger cities, and that means, so what they're trying to do is increase their live gate by going to bigger cities.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, because when they do pay-per-views in, like, Cincinnati and Cleveland and Indianapolis, non-Big Four pay-per-views fetch $175 for the chair.
And if you
versus $300 for Survivor Series.
Or $600 for WrestleMania, correct?
Try
$750.
$750? Excuse my language?
That's what I paid for 23.
Wow.
And that's what they're offering for 26.
Okay. Well,
that's why I only did it once.
Yeah. And also, if you remember, two of the pay-per-views this year were at National Coliseum and the Prudential Center, which
mm-hmm.
are pretty small arenas, which I believe were the Bash and, you know, things like that. See, what they're trying to do, and also TNA, let's go to TNA for a second, okay?
Yeah, pretty much everything is status quo when it comes to their pay-per-views. They're sticking with 12. However, Dixie has said quite a lot that once the contract runs out, they're going to renegotiate, but they want fewer pay-per-views. They want six. They want to do six instead of 12.
That would be good, honestly.
Yeah.
You see, because when TNA, that would be the first in a smart move. Because six pay-per-views at $34.95 and you get 3 hours of quality instead of, say, 12 pay-per-views and mixed quality, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that saves them money on traveling and advertising that they can all put into Hulk Hogan's pocket.
Yes.
That's, yeah.
Don't get me started. Yes, and let me tell you something. We all gave the Hogan signing last week the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, were we wrong.
Yeah.
You said I'm Bubba the Love Sponge. He's got the book.
Okay. I don't believe that. What I do believe, however, is he sucked the air out of the room. How many people saw Impact this week?
I did.
I watched about 30 minutes of it, and I was sick of hearing his name.
Okay. Did you all see that opening thing by Dixie Carter?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
I missed that. I was watching something else. I was probably in the bathroom or something. It's on YouTube. I got to watch it soon.
Yes, because it was 100% real. Not a work. Okay. Mm-hmm. That was a come-to-Jesus meeting. For Dixie. Dixie is rolling the dice with Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've got this bad, you know, Nikki, you haven't been feeling well in the last couple of weeks.
Nope.
I'm starting to feel that, you know, the rumbling in my tummy, and it's not good. You know, it feels like Hogan's taking the air out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I keep telling people. We've got a bunch of established guys who, yeah, are going to be excited. They get to work with a bona fide legend. Great. But think about the size of the shadow Hogan still casts in the wrestling business.
Yeah.
AJ, Daniels, Joe, anybody who works for TNA right now is looking behind them and seeing that shadow coming across TNA. And Dixie has pretty much said, you're either with me or against me when it comes to my decisions, spelled H-O-G-A-N. I feel sorry for those guys. I really do.
So do I. I think we're going to get something here that's going to, it's going to be scary. I don't know what it is, but I feel really bad. And especially raising the $3,500 $3,500 for pay-per-view. Boy, that was bad. But you know what I mean. It's all for Hogan. It has to be.
What needs to happen with TNA pay-per-views? More outside the impact zone. I need to make them feel... Right now they have a big three. They don't have a big four. They have a big three.
Mm-hmm.
Bound for Glory, Slammiversary, and...
Lockdown.
Lockdown, yes.
Yeah.
With the, what was it, Lethal Lockdown match. Yeah. But you know what, okay, they always promise about doing a pay-per-view in New York. They haven't done it yet. They always promise, I mean, but here's the deal with this, okay? What TNA does is so wrong, but they've got it ass backwards, okay? As I said, last year, 2008, I went to a show in Asbury Park, New Jersey. 400 people showed up. Ringside seats were 75, what was it, 75 bucks, I said? Something.
Yeah, back when the economy was strong.
When the economy was strong, okay? What you should be doing is cutting prices to the point where, hey, ringside seats, limited ringside seats, 20 bucks. You know? Pack them in. When you can't get 2,000 people in South Jersey to do, what was it, Victory Road?
Lockdown, actually.
No, it was Victory Road. I was there.
Ooh.
Okay.
Wasn't that the one at the concert?
Yes.
Okay. History lesson time, ladies and gentlemen. Those type, a concert and a wrestling show really do not mix.
Usually don't. But again, TNA is pricing themselves out of the live event market. Okay? They do well on their overseas tours, and they do well, you know, they play to what? Anywhere between, what, 500 and 1,000 fans?
Right. And you're right. They are overpricing themselves because the WWE house show, the first four or five rows are $40 to $60 depending on the city. I can get first four rows in Wheeling for $40 still. I pay $60 if I'm going to Fort Wayne or Dayton or, you know, Cleveland. But Cleveland hasn't done a house show in ages and ages.
They keep on getting Raws, SmackDown, ECWs, or pay-per-views.
Actually, Josh, last time they played Toledo, how much were the tickets? Do you remember, or did you go?
I did not go, but I did see the ticket prices. Front row was 75. The immediate rows behind it were 60.
Okay.
Ouch.
Then again, I may be downright wrong, so take that with a grain of salt.
Because the $75 price tag, I see a lot for the first four rows for TV. And I understand that. I'm okay with that.
Right.
Pay-per-view, you know, chair seats start at $175. And then behind that is usually 75 or 90. And then down the line.
Mm-hmm.
So TNA, I think, is still a little too high of a price for where they are in the business. Yes, they are the number two company, but it is a very distant second. No offense, Dixie. I can't see front row seats for $20, Jason, but I can see 30 to 35.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll work. And also, like you said, they've got to promote themselves. Because it seems to me, remember I kept saying they need to compete against Vince. They needed to compete against Vince. They ain't. I thought they were ready. They're not.
they don't. Here's the thing, Jason. It all comes down to promotion. Vince, he is the world's greatest. I'll say this again. P.T. Barnum aside, George Steinbrenner aside, Vince is the world's best promoter. I mean, if you take a look back at all the crap that he's pulled in the world, he got about 50,000 people to witness something come out of an egg in the 1990 Survivor Series, if you remember that one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have then all the dumb stuff that he's done in the recent 20 years. Anyways.
But every now and again, we get him back. Recall when you're on live TV was worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And with TNA, there's no promotion. They don't promote.
Yeah.
Except for, I think the only ads I've ever seen are on YouTube.
Or on Spike TV. They don't do the ad buys. They don't do the stuff. What happens is now both see, the whole wrestling business is on a downturn. But what happens is that WWE and TNA both, see, what they're doing is doing the opposite of what the economy, usually the economics happens. Usually when people try to close a budget deficit for, let's say, a mass transit system, what do? They raise fares, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. What you should be doing is lowering fares so that more people would ride. In this case, you should be lowering the pay-per-views so that lowering the pay-per-view prices or keeping them steady so that more people would take the ride. Now,
right.
Here is the other question here. Why are pay-per-views down? Can we blame the internet? And can we blame people because there is no sense of immediacy because you can read the results as it happens? And combine that with the fact that over the last year, we have not had many pay-per-view matches that have been, oh, my God, I have to drop it. Honestly speaking, you could say you can count on one hand pay-per-view matches that you say, I have to see this, such as Shawn
Michaels Taker.
I said on one hand, if you let me go on. Shawn Michaels Undertaker WrestleMania 25. Okay, something like that. They're giving away, or at least promoting the fact that they're giving away, Undertaker versus Chris Jericho for the very first time in England. If they do that, which I don't think they will, but if they do, it's absolutely fucking moronic. Because Chris Jericho and Undertaker have never fought. Why give it away on free TV instead of making?
Because they can't. It would take them too long to build it up to where they should be doing it, which is WrestleMania.
Right.
No.
Now.
It doesn't have to be at WrestleMania.
Sure it does. Oh yeah, it does.
Worthy matchup.
Yeah, but if you want to take a cheaper way out, you could book it all the way towards your number two pay per view, and that's the Royal Rumble.
No.
Rumble is number two.
I would still want it at Mania.
I would still want it at Mania, too. You don't match like that at that. Hold on a sec, guys. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Anyway, the triple threat's a good build. I think it's going to, I think they are going to touch on it at the Rumble. But this is going to go down. This has got to go down at Mania. I really don't think they're going to give it away in England. I really think that Big Show's going to get involved. Jericho's going to chicken out. Something's going to happen.
Exactly.
To change it around.
Mm-hmm.
Undertaker's promo suggested, because he made a comment, there's a couple of things that do make me happy, and that's working with my brother or fighting my brother.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have paid a lot of money to see the Brothers of Destruction fighting Jericho. I think that's what we're going to see next week.
Mm-hmm.
We can give away.
Sure, that's fine. I'll take that. But I'm just saying, and then you combine that with the fact of on, and this is also TNA and WWE's problem, inconsistent and or repetitive booking.
I think with TNA's problem, it's not repetitive booking. It is the other, the inconsistent booking. For WWE, you're right. It is both inconsistent and repetitive, because I've been looking at the cards for this past year. The 2009 Royal Rumble, you had both Hunter and Trips in the Rumble. You had Cena Orton at Elimination Chamber. You had Cena Orton Trips at, no, you had Orton Trips at WrestleMania. Then you had Orton and Legacy versus Batista, Shane, and Hunter at Backlash. And then you had so many other mix of Hunter, Trips, Batista, Orton, or Cena Orton all the way through. And we've seen this in 2008 and 2007. It's repetitive booking. We've seen it for the past 2 years. It doesn't work.
Except, but here's the deal. On SmackDown, for example, though, because I was just thinking about this, okay? You had, in my opinion, the heel of the year in CM Punk, okay? CM Punk is the absolute heel of the year because he went after one of the most popular guys in Jeff Hardy, okay?
And
beat him. But not only did he make Hardy beat him, Hardy made Punk evil, okay? Because he went after Jeff Hardy in ways that that unfortunately turned out to be, well, let me rephrase that. In ways that were very personal. And by the way, Hardy's case was postponed to, I believe, next month in December.
I thought
Merry
it was only
Christmas,
pushed back
Jeff.
To the 14th.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
I thought it was only pushed back a couple of weeks.
Yeah, November 14th was the date.
Thank you.
Let me just take a look, because I just thought I saw it somewhere, just one quick thing. But even so, on SmackDown, the booking was not consistent. I mean, not inconsistent. Because
pretty damn good.
It was very...
Oh, wow. I was wrong.
What?
It is Jeff Hardy's was new hearing scheduled for December 2nd.
December 2nd. My bad. Yes.
Okay, so Jason was right.
Yeah, so...
I also like the point here about the pay-per-view. Is the strategy of reducing pay-per-view calendar, reducing our pay-per-view calendar to one event per month except for October, which needs to be reduced... She's both creative and business objectives for WWE. Well, one out of two ain't bad. Allows us to better develop competing storylines and arcs in order to motivate our fans to purchase more pay-per-views. Well, on the SmackDown side, Raw still is TBD.
Yeah,
the change also allows us for increased marketing windows for each event during which we can more effectively communicate our sales message.
Well, yeah, see, that's also a problem, too. When you have one pay-per-view and you have, what, 2 to 3 weeks to build it,
mm-hmm.
You're basically throwing shit against the wall and trying to make it stick.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to take a look at Raw. All right, let's do the math here.
Whoa. Just hold on a sec here, though.
All right.
Okay, because we can go through past history and all that sort of stuff. But the question is, WWE is going to continue to lose money, I think. I really do, because of the multiple factors. One, no one wants to pay $45 to see repetitive booking and or stuff they can get on the air, and a DVD that's $20 less.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Two, they don't want to, again, $1,500 as a pay-per-view budget, if you know your math, the Venn diagrams. Not many people are willing to put out all that sort of money. That's why the UFC markets better. I didn't say executes. I said markets better because they make fights that people want to see. They may not.
Not only that, I also like to bring up the notion of you know, when you buy their DVDs, I mean, they start off for like $14, $14 to $20 for an event pay-per-view. And when you buy, you know, their TV show, The Ultimate Fighter, you get, what, 10 hours of content for $30.
Mm-hmm.
That's a steal. I just bought the Ultimate Fighter Season 1 at Suncoast just Wednesday for only $15.
Hmm.
And that regular sales price is $24.95. I'm looking at UFC. You know, if I don't buy their pay-per-views when they air, I could buy their DVDs, get a ton of content on them, including their preliminary bouts, which they don't air on the pay-per-view, but they air it on Spike.
Some of which get Fight of the Night.
Which, they get it's a free pay-per-view since it's going to be in England, I believe.
Right, but what I'm just saying, though, is this. If there are just so many factors here, I'm just asking around the room, do we think WWE's pay-per-view business is going to improve?
No.
Well, let's bring up, well, let's not only talk about, we talked about the pay-per-views, let's talk about the other stuff that WWE is doing since the financials came out, and here's the other parts. The other parts, which is the TV at rights fees, the home video revenue, and all of that other stuff. Here it is. TV rights were up 28.3 million. They're at 28.3 million, up for 24.4 million from last year,
mm-hmm.
thanks to Superstars.
A pretty good show, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes, and let me explain. How much does it cost them to produce Superstars?
Technically nothing, because it's tied in with their other television.
Exactly.
You're right. Nothing. Zero.
Zero extra, you mean.
Yeah. Hey, well, they pay for, like, tape, but that's it.
It does not figure. There is not, you don't have extra rental fees, you don't have extra travel expenses, yada, yada, blah, blah, correct?
Yeah. That's why they're up about $4 million.
Right.
Home video revenue was up 200,000 from last year.
200,000 units or $200,000?
$200,000.
Mm.
11.2 compared to 11. However, they lost that back to, thanks to the Classics On Demand, dipping from 1.2 from 1.4 last year. And here's the big reason why. Well, two big reasons why. One, their shows are still incomplete. But that's the choice they made. And two, they're not on a lot of other providers. Mainly,
yeah.
They're not on the big one of the big boys. That would be Time Warner.
Mm-hmm.
And also other several cable outlets.
You're talking WWE Classics On Demand, a.k.a.
Yeah.
24/7.
Yeah.
And by the way, they are not on DirecTV either. Or Dish, I think.
Do they have, like, an on-demand service for Dish and DirecTV?
I don't think so.
That's
know they're on Insight. I know somebody who has them. And between the amount of content and their selective omissions,
yeah,
they're not impressing me.
Yes. Oh, and here's another thing for pay-per-views, Jason.
Yes?
You can get 24/7, you know, and pay like $8 a month for it. You can get pay-per-views off the cheap that way, because they air like pay-per-views from like 2 or 3 months ago. You can buy them on DVD, or you can get classics and just grab like a VHS tape, or if you have a DVD recorder, just record them to DVD.
Again,
another way they're losing money.
Correct.
No, you really want to see the big money loser? They need to go start chasing the stream guys, Justin TV.
Oh yeah.
I fully admit, if I am not attending a TNA pay-per-view, I'm not spending money on it.
And let me just tell you something. I've done it once on a TNA pay-per-view, but yes, the streams is where people, they need to go. They need to have media people do this. Have media people shut them down. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You can get just about anything through Justin TV and similar sites.
Not only that, there's also the torrents. I mean,
I'm not worried about those personally.
I would if I were WWE, because you could have a few people that are buying that will record the shows. Mainly, and here's the beauty part, thanks to a legal loophole, they are recorded overseas. WWE can't touch them, especially in places like England or Denmark or other
Sweden.
English-speaking countries where that stuff is legal and they can't, and WWE can't touch them.
Okay, Sweden, not anymore.
And that's another way they're losing me off the pay-per-views. Then we have the studios department for WWE Films. Made $7.5 million this quarter from the DVD sales of their films. Oh, and listen to this. They have yet to recoup their investment on 12 rounds.
Damn.
That's because the DVD release is not being released in this quarter. Once that DVD gets released, they might recoup it, but I doubt it.
I doubt it, too. I mean, the reason why 12 rounds didn't recoup it, because it was the Marine 2, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
We get that soon.
Well, no.
December 17th.
No, but it was the Marine 2. This is the DiBiase is the Marine 2.5. I mean, seriously.
Okay.
I'm saving my money for one of their later projects.
Oh, yes, the Undertaker movie.
The Undertaker origin movie.
Which I want to see that. That might, you know, that one might interest me.
Damn it, why didn't my phone ring? I've got some ideas.
Yeah.
Vicky.
What?
Put down the comics.
No.
The son of Cerberus must live. Anyway,
Okay. .com revenue was up $4.5 million from $4 million. However, the Shop Zone, or WBShop.com, lost a cool million.
Really?
Yeah, Shop is losing money.
The merchandise from year to year? I'm surprised. I thought merch... Let me ask you something. Do you think that also might have to be with the fact that one Jeff Hardy's not there?
No. This is from year to year, and he was still around during this quarter. Because this was part of SummerSlam.
Okay.
I think I know what
honestly,
part of it's from.
I think it's... If you take a look at their t-shirts, among other merch that they have, seriously, would you pay $25 for a shirt like that? I only see one shirt that I would plunk down money for, and that's that DX Tank shirt.
I wouldn't look at those, man. There's a series out there they've got called Top Rope. Would you pay $45 for a t-shirt?
No.
Thank
well,
you.
Almost. I did today.
Some of those are sharp. Don't get me wrong. But
Yankee
I look
shirts
at the price
don't count.
Tag. Well, I'm just saying they've got $45 shirts for a standard WWE Universe one, CM Punk, one for Randy Orton. I think they've got one for Hunter.
Hold on, I'm looking. WWEshop.com.
Yeah,
and then just type in Top Rope.
Okay, I'm looking there right now. Just give us a moment, folks. This is live TV.
Then I'll continue to list the other stuff that they lost money on.
Oh, here we go.
Company's licensing revenues. Here's a big loser right here. Down to $7.9 million versus $10.6 million. So they lost about $3 million on that. Claimed it was a result of royalties being down in sales, specifically in international markets.
Mm. Well, I'm looking at the Top Rope right here. In the women's division, they have a Divas Top Rope for $40, a Jeff Hardy for $40, John Cena and Randy Orton for $40. Now, for the men's, and it is for $45, is CM Punk, Jeff Hardy, Triple H, Randy Orton, John Cena, WWE Universe, Hardy Boys, Rey Mysterio, another Jeff Hardy one, The Undertaker in a graveyard shirt, which is, by the way, 30, and Jeff Hardy's top rope exclusive one is down to 20, but the original one is down to 45, the Immune to Fear, and Shawn Michaels' top rope is down to 20. But
okay.
Yeah. But yes, it's up to 45. Do you want to pay $45 for a shirt? No. What they're doing is it doesn't make economic sense what they're doing.
Right.
But good. Do you have any more numbers?
Yeah. Their magazine listed lost $1.3 million. They're at 3.4 now versus 4.7 from the prior year quarter. Mainly because subscriptions, people stopped subscribing to the magazine.
I wouldn't be so upset if they would just at least deliver the damn thing. I've been fighting with them over a couple missing issues.
Oof.
And now let's talk about their live events.
Okay.
Overall, it was 77.9 million compared to 68.7 from last year.
So live events are up.
A 13% increase.
Well,
live events. Yeah, live events revenues were 27.2 compared to 20.3 last year, increase of 33% or 34%.
Well, there's a reason for that.
Yeah, international events are up.
Yeah, there's a reason for that. What they're doing is that A, they're marketing to children, and B, if you watch your local commercials, they say tickets start as low as $20. The last few live events I've been to, it's been pretty much sold the hell out because the higher level seats are pretty much cheap as hell. And you want to know something? The marketing to kids and the PG is working because families are going like mad to the live events. And Nikki, you could attest to that, I think.
Well, I haven't been to a whole lot of live events this year, to be perfectly honest, but the fact that, yeah, there are a lot more kids there. And I'll tell you what, you know what else has gone up when it comes to the arena events? The policing of fans. You guys all know how much I bitch about people standing up, you know,
mm-hmm.
during the show. Last three or four shows I've been to, they have made sure everybody's butt's in a seat as soon as that bell rings to start a match. And they double check you when, you know, yes, you're going to stand up when everybody comes flying out of the ring. But once everybody's back in the ring, they're telling you to get your ass down.
Okay.
So thank you. Anyway.
Let's finish up the finances because that's all we're gonna have time for.
Yeah. By the way, it's a good subject to talk about because it's important.
Yeah.
Because we're, as I said, we're at an economic crossroads right now. Seriously.
Oh yeah, big time.
Because put it this way, it's been a year since we elected Obama. Okay, and we're not talking politics here. I'm talking just from a time frame perspective.
Now that his feet are actually fucking touching the ground.
Yeah, okay. But
right.
But unemployment is at 10%. People are not finding work. And when you don't have disposable income, the entertainment dollar is going to be tight. And especially with pay-per-view revenues and DVD revenues going, what they're doing is I think WWE is spreading themselves a little too thin. I'm sorry,
yeah.
Go on. You have more
right.
numbers.
Rest of the live events numbers, 94 events, including 17 international events, compared to 89 national events, compared to 12 international events. North America events generated $16.6 million from 77 events, compared to $15.5 from 77 in the prior year.
Mm-hmm.
North American average attendance was up from 5,300 to 5,800, so that's about a 9% increase. Average ticket price for North American events was $36.26 compared to $38.21. So on average, a splash ticket price of $2.
So they cut prices $2 and revenues went up about $1 million, right?
Yeah.
Gee, isn't that surprising? You cut prices and more people will go.
Then here's the kicker right here. International events. Last year it was 4.8 million. This year, 10.6.
Whoa!
And here's the thing. The quarter-over-quarter interest reflected 5 additional events in the current quarter and a 38% increase in average attendance to approximately, get this, around 9,000 fans per.
Yeah.
However, these factors were partially offset by a 90% reduction in average ticket prices to $65.59, in part due to the foreign exchange rate, since our dollar is weaker, and the euro and the British pound are relatively strong. I think the British pound is
about
1.0. No, a little more than that, actually, and the euro is slightly less.
I can check that out in a sec.
So I think the British pound is 1.65, and the euro is
1.42.
1.48.
For the
pound or for the euro?
Which one?
Oh,
the
euro.
Pound or the euro?
It was the euro. That's $1.48. Or dollar to euro, it's $1.48.
What's
whatever.
The pound? Do you have it?
Give me 1 second.
But put it to you this way. The WWE people hate the international tours, but they make a shitload of money for them. Oh, you know that.
Yep, and they're all, and a lot of them are in Europe right now.
They are in Europe as we speak.
And also, it's $1.66 for the pound.
All right, so it was close.
But, yeah, so in conclusion, what do you think the WWE, I know we've asked it again, but what do they got to do?
They got to take out, what caught me is I remember the first article you sent me, and that was this end right here. The strategy for reducing our pay-per-view calendar to one event per month, except for October, achieves both creative and business objectives for WWE. You can't. I mean, even if you have 4 shows a week, you cannot achieve a creative objective in 2 weeks. And then, I'll just do this quickly. Rumble to Chamber, 3 weeks. Chamber to WrestleMania, 5 weeks. WrestleMania to Backlash, 4 weeks. Backlash to Extreme Rules, 4 weeks. Bash to Extreme Rules, 4 weeks. Once again, June to July, 4 weeks. 4 weeks, 4 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, four weeks, and 4 weeks. How can you balance that?
Exactly. You're basically saying, okay, here's the story, but then the next story is here, and then the next story is here. It doesn't happen organically anymore.
It's Crash TV at its worst. We'll just call that right now. We don't have much time. We were going to talk about Ultimate Fight, what happened on Ultimate Fighter on Wednesday, where Marcus Jones pretty much saved Quentin Rampage Jackson's ass.
And his sanity.
Yes.
But not that door.
That was the sweetest tantrum I've ever seen in my life. However, it was not the first time an irate fighter knocked down a door.
Don't worry.
Remember Chris Lieben from season 1?
Mm-hmm. Dana White has a contract with Home Depot. Don't worry. It's fine.
He even said that, man, it sucks to be, it sucks for us because now everybody knows our doors are so goddamn cheap. Doesn't pay a door to be in the UFC.
Oh, and by the way, speaking of UFC, Brock Lesnar has postponed his fight with Chris Carwin because he has reportedly mononucleosis.
Oh, what do you expect? Sable is a walking germ toe bag.
No.
That's sweet.
No, seriously, though, you want... Believe me, I bet you Lesnar does not want to not fight. I mean, I bet, you know, he's
pissed.
He's pissed. And once
he's
gets...
pissed. Carwin's pissed. We're all pissed. We're all. I'm also pissed because we're out of time.
Yeah.
Jason, VRM, Nikki, Josh, I'm Robert Seidelman. Congratulations, New York Yankees, on winning this year. Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Good night.
Night.